So today is the Feast of St. Agapitus, Martyr. So it's a great joy for us to be here again, Fargo, especially with this baptism, yes. Remind us many things in this baptism, especially because it's a great occasion. We have this baptism, so I would like to just to remember us, to remind us what is the great meaning of baptism, because it's an infinite value what we have just done here now, and the price in order to get someone baptized, the price is nothing less, nothing more than the passion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord had to die on the cross in order to for us to be baptized. So the price is his death, his passion and death. This is why we always explain that baptism is not only an event. It's a commitment for eternity. It's a commitment to belong to God, to be at his service, and to be a child of God. Each time we're baptized, whoever is baptized in that moment, he starts being children of God, an heir of everlasting life. In such a way, St. Paul says that those who are children of God, they are the owners of all that belongs to God. So this world, the mountains, the lands, the skies, this moon, the stars, all belong to the children of God. We are the heirs of God's belongings, you know. It's one of the great meditations about this event of baptism. God came to give us his life, to share with us his life, his kingdom, to share with us his treasures, the way he sees, the knowledge that he has of himself, which is our faith, and in heaven will be the beatific vision. Also, the love. So the love of God, the infinite love of God with which he loved himself, has been shared upon our hearts. In such a way that we love God with the same love that he loved himself. We don't think about that so often, but it's extremely powerful and beautiful. The same love, the same infinite love by which God loved himself is the love by which we love each other, and it's the same love by which we love God. This is our calling. Our calling is to love God with his own love. To love each other with the own love of God. It's why our Lord said, love each other as I have loved thee. So what means to love each other as I have loved thee? It means literally that we love each other with the love of God. So God loved in us and through us each other. So our calling is at the level of the children of God, which is to live like God. So we imitate God in everything. This is why our Lord said, be perfect like our Heavenly Father is perfect. Because God is giving us the grace. He wants to give us all the grace that we need in order to fulfill that mission, that vocation of being children of God, to live at the level of the children of God, living the life of God, living the love, loving with the love of God, knowing with the knowledge of God. It's why the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost are given to us. Also in baptism, we receive the seven gifts. Remember, the purpose of the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost is to know and to love and to act in a divine way. Just imagine, so just let's remember this. The gift of wisdom is to know God as he knows in the first causes or principles of all things, and to relish the knowledge of God, the faith, to relish what this gift of knowing God belongs to wisdom also. So this is a foretaste of the beatific vision, because in the beatific vision we are going to see God as God is in Himself, how He is. Now to know God as He knows Himself. This is the beatific vision. Wisdom is the closest to that in, on earth. To relish already how God, the wisdom of God, to relish how His own wisdom, yes, which is ours, in different degrees according to the Holy Ghost who works in us. But the gift of understanding, of knowledge, is to see the world through the eyes of faith also, but as God sees. So the way God sees and look at things and the mysteries of our faith is the way, is how is the reason why we have the gifts of the Holy Ghost. So the gift of understanding is precisely to see our Catholic faith with the eyes of God, how God sees and understands it. The gift of knowledge is to see creation and creatures as God sees them. So it's a divine movement. It makes us to live in a divine way through the gift of the Holy Ghost. So our calling is extremely high. This is why, you know, this apostasy of trying to replace natural life with, instead of supernatural life, is an infinite in distance, the infinite in difference, infinitely also in how it pleases God. Someone who is in a state of grace, loving God with the love of God, pleases God infinitely more than someone who loves God with a natural love, pure natural love. It's an infinite distance between a child of God and a pure creature which is not yet baptized, which is not catechumen neither, no? Someone who is in a different religion, if you ask how much God loves them, well, God loves them as a creatures, wishing that they will go to heaven and they will embrace truth. But in the meanwhile, until that does not happen, God loves them as a creatures only, which is infinitely lower than the love that He has for His children, baptized children. We don't see that. It's because it's why ecumenism and the errors of Vatican II are so that diabolical. Because this distinction, this difference, this infinite distance and difference has been lowered down, watered down in the eyes of Catholics. They think, they preach, noble sort of people, very often, that a good Muslim is saved, that a good Indian or a good pagan is saved, as well as a good Catholic is saved. They preach that, plainly, in an open way, the noble sort of modernist Catholics, which cannot be called Catholics, no, by the way. So it's why it's good to remember what is baptism about. It's the calling to heaven, the calling to the life of God, the calling to enjoy God, to live with God and with the life of God. So this is the dignity of it's an infinite dignity. We cannot, because it's for eternity. This calling is for eternity. To live in God with His life and in His love, with His love, with His joy, with His happiness, will be ours, starting here on earth. Is it why a Catholic, we should be joyful, happy? Why? Because it should suffice to us to possess God, to be pleasing to Him, to do His will, should be is enough reward and satisfaction for us. Even if nobody loves us, even if nobody will is going to love us, doesn't matter. Suffices for us, Trevor, that God loved us and He has invited us to this calling of being His children, heirs of His kingdom, of His joy, of His happiness, of His love. This is the test of this life. This is why God places the first commandment. Because He wants us to see our heart loving Him for such a reward, for such a great love, for such an infinite goodness to shown towards us, which will be ours forever. So in gratitude, in loving gratitude, He wants us to love Him with our whole heart, with our whole mind, with our whole strength, with all your time, all your skills, all your whatever you have, to give it to God, to place it at the service of God. To be worried only in pleasing God, in doing His will. It's why Catholics, we don't focus on ourselves. We don't focus at all on ourselves. Whatever happened to us doesn't matter, because we have the most important, which is God, His love, His promises, His graces, His kingdom. It's why the saints, they despise this life, because they know that the only treasure is God, and they are looking forward for their death, because death is what separates them from the infinite joy of and happiness of God. Because we don't want to lose that infinite treasure, so we are looking forward to die instead of grace sooner than later. This is the Catholic approach. We should be excited to die today, tonight. Hopefully after Mass, after Communion, hopefully I'm going to die tonight. That should be the Catholic faith stirring up in these thoughts. If I die today, after baptism, after confession, after Communion, after Mass, the most happy death. Because you have the praise, you have the blessing, you have the grace, you have God's love, you have all these blessings. You should wish to die rather today than tomorrow. Because tomorrow you don't have Mass. Well, yes, you have Mass. After tomorrow you don't have Mass on Sunday, for example. No? This is the Catholic faith. You really want to die. You're looking forward to die. It's beautiful. Even if you are 19 years old, you will say, yes, I prefer to be now in heaven than on earth. I prefer to enjoy God than to enjoy earth, my job or my creatures. I prefer to marry God than to marry a girl. If that is the choice of God. It's why whoever is a Catholic, they should always look first to see if they have vocation. It's a minimal act of love. Putting God first, asking Him when you are very young, like you, ask God, do you call me for something else, or for something special? You want me for a religious life, maybe, or priesthood, I don't know. Or you want me to be martyr? I am ready. Yes, for whatever you want. Before even thinking about matrimony. Matrimony really is when someone has been told by God, by his priest, no, you don't have vocation, no. You should look for something, for matrimony maybe. No? That level of generosity God is expecting from the youth. They will be ready to do whatever God wants from them, even to die. Even if God said, no, you are going to die today, Trevor, you are going to die today, you will say, yeah, I am ready, Lord, take me up. Yes, I want happy to. You want to do it today? Yes, I go today. Let's go today. Yes. This is why our faith is the most important value. It's the most great, the greatest treasure that we cannot allow people to take it away from us. So you are joining us today precisely because you have heard about the apostasy, And with the grace of God, we want, what we want is to keep the faith. Because the faith, the living faith, is what makes us Catholic. And to enjoy God and to be faithful to God. Because without the faith, without being faithful to the faith, without following a priest who is faithful to the faith, you start placing the faith in a second ground, a second level, second priority. And it's when precisely what we are in great danger of going to hell. When faith and God comes as a second priority, it's a sign that we are not going to be safe, in fact. Because the first commandment is not fulfilled. So the first commandment, to love God, as we should, necessarily entails that we have faith as a first priority. Infidelity, we are faithful to our faith above all everything else. And faith tells us that God can ask from us whatever He wants, any moment. Our life, our martyrdom, crucifixion, to surrender our jobs, surrender our children, surrender our health even. He may ask from us whatever He wants, we should be okay with that. We should be okay. Lord, whatever you decide. But give me your love and your grace, and that suffices for us. Give me Mary, and that suffices for us. We don't ask nothing else. So we want you to remind you, to renew your consecration to Mary, to start doing it. Your Godfather is going to help you to do your consecration as soon. Because you have to give to Mary all that you are, all that you have, all your future, all your abilities, skills, your time, that she may use you as she will, as much as she will, the amount she will, and in the ways she will. So we ask this today for our new baptized. We ask the grace for us also to persevere in the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen.